The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition. Happy Monday and welcome to Daily Pop. My name is Carissa. This is Justin. This is Melanie. Thank you so much for joining us. We have so much to talk about today. Cody Simpson opens up about his relationship with Miley Cyrus. Is it okay for him to be sharing so much so early? Plus, Kim and Kanye clash over her sexy Met Gala look. Should your significant other have a say in what you want to wear? Then Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon talk about being both the stars and the EPs of their new show. Does your personality change when you take on different roles at work? And plus, new mom Danielle Fishel is joining us live in studio in just a little bit. Can't wait to talk to her. But first, Cody Simpson is opening up to us about his relationship with Miley Cyrus. We have an exclusive update on her recovery and what she's forcing him to do. We found this all out at the launch of Tiffany & Company's men's collection. Take a look.
She's still recovering. She had tonsillitis, had surgery this week, so just been trying to take care of her through all that. I'm actually going to put something out next week that Miley's actually forcing me to put out. It's something I wrote for her like this week, and she was like, if you don't put this out, I'm going to put it out for you on your behalf. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, that's really cute. Cody also talks about how when you grow up in young Hollywood, you get used to people trying to pry into your personal life, so he's kind of just used to this. But some wondering, is it better to be this open about a relationship, especially when it's new, or should be more private about it?
I think that she can move on and date whoever she wants, and that's fine. But it feels too early to be talking about it. It feels like kind of strange to me.
Okay.
What normal person talks about a relationship 2 weeks after, let alone a celebrity?
I know. The one thing I kind of appreciate about it is it shows the opposite end of not giving a F. Like, it's like, look, you guys saw that we're together, and I'm going to ride this ride. I'm on a high right now with this guy. We're feeling it right now,
it. It's him doing red carpets.
She is, too. She posted all about it on her Instagram.
You can do it on Instagram, but doing a red carpet, we weren't even talking about Miley at that point. We were asking about something else, and he's like, by the way, Miley, just in case you don't know, I'm dating Miley. Like, what?
Yeah, but she's owned it. Like, well, I don't know why he would keep it a secret. At this point, it's out there. So, like, you might as well just tell your truth. I don't really see any harm in it. I think if you're comfortable with it and you're okay with it, and if things end in 2 weeks, because sometimes early relationships, you know, you seem all on this high and then things fizzle out.
I know.
If you're comfortable with dealing with that, then go for it.
Look, I am an open book just like Cody Simpson, and I've learned my lesson time and time again about being an open book when you're not dating somebody who is the same way. So my rule of thought is you go at the other person's pace and you follow that. Mm-hmm. And for him, he's kind of sort of doing that. Miley talked about it first, so now he feels free to talk about it. I will say, and like I said, for Caitlin Carter, don't get caught in that tornado of emotions. I have been with someone who is not fully moved on from their past relationships before, and I kept that relationship a secret for almost 9 months because I kind of felt like it fully wasn't mine.
Yeah.
And I have been the person that has been on Instagram talking about, I found it, this is love. And I've also been the person who's like, yeah, you're gonna stay back here until we're ready, until we hit the 3-year mark. Mm-hmm. So he just needs to be careful that he's not getting sucked in
to that
tornado.
I think it depends on your personality. There are some people who will be super private, right? They're just private people. They're gonna keep everything to themselves until they're basically got a ring on that finger, right? And then there's other people who are like, I'm in love the second that they meet somebody. And I feel like that's just what their personalities are. Plus the fact that they've been friends for so long.
It's even scarier.
But they skipped a lot of steps. Whenever you start a relationship with somebody you've known for years and years and years, you skip a lot of like, get to know you. I wonder what you think about this. I wonder how you feel about this. You immediately, if you both have attractive feelings towards each other, it goes a little faster.
But you always gotta be wary of the person who was in love with somebody for a month and then broke up with them and then jumped back into a relationship with somebody and they're already in love 2 weeks in. You gotta look at the person's pattern. And I'm not saying that Miley's out to break hearts. I'm just saying she's the type of person who loves hard. She's gonna be wild. She's gonna be free. You just can't get caught up in that tornado.
Yeah, but enjoy your ride.
No.
Enjoy your ride.
No, because
man,
when the ride
if
ends,
you're on this high and you're loving life and she's telling you to put out new music, then do it.
And then you're gonna put out the two songs and then you're gonna break up 3 weeks later. Later, and then people are gonna be like, so tell me how you feel that you and Miley have broken up after you put out two songs about her.
And I'll be like, I have no comment. I don't want to talk about my relationships anymore.
And that's where the issue is, right?
That's where the issue is.
I don't know. I think they should just do this. And they want to be open about this. I think that if they're comfortable with it, they should.
Ladies.
We just know from reporting on so many celebrity relationships that if you talk about something too early, it can be the kiss of death to that relationship. We know it. We've seen it so many times.
Two words for you. Shauna Sexton. Talked about Ben Affleck way too soon. We got too many details about that fishing trip, about that Carl's Jr. order, and now she was gone. She could have had it all. I don't know why people don't take a page out of Leo's girlfriend's books. They never talk about Fight Club.
I think it's a way of rebelling against the whole idea of like feeling
celebrity.
Like they have, yeah, rebelling against celebrity, saying like, no, I'm gonna be a normal person and I'm in love and if I feel like telling people about it, I will.
As a normal person, I do not talk about.
You tell your girlfriends. You would tell your close
she
girlfriends.
Tells me.
You'd be like, I'm in love,
I tell you.
In love.
Yeah. But I don't go to the supermarket and tell people about my love
life.
No
one at the supermarket's asking you. But they're celebrities. I don't mean that.
It's true.
You know? I just mean that like when you're a celebrity, you're constantly asked about your relationship.
She basically told you no one cares about your relationship on national TV. Damn, sis, you're coming out hard on a Monday.
I'll tell you this. Nobody asked about my marriage at the supermarket either.
Sis. Damn.
I'm just saying. Okay, moving on to Kim, Kanye, and their clash over the dress that Kim wore to this year's Met Gala. On last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kanye told Kim at this stage in his life, as a husband, as a father of their children, he did not like her showing off her body in this skin-tight Terry Mugler design. Well, Kim listened, but did not back down. Watch.
Of course, it's like a formal underwear. It's hot. It's like it's hot for who, though?
So, like the night before the Met, you're gonna come in here and say that you're not into a corset vibe. Give me really bad anxiety.
Why is that giving you anxiety to say that?
Because you knew last night I was having really bad anxiety, and I don't need any more negative energy for you to now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
You built me up to be this like sexy person and confidence and all this stuff.
Yes.
And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot with you. So.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Ooh, that's like one of those, all right, we're going to talk more about this later, all right. Mm-hmm. So maybe now we know why Kanye looked a little serious at the Met Gala carpet last May. Kind of surprised to hear Kanye say this, honestly.
Men kind of change once they have daughters. It's like a weird thing.
Yeah, but he's had daughters for a while now.
Yeah, but we've never actually seen this side of him, so it's so funny. But I will say this. What's weird to me is that Kanye is a fashion designer, and he also knows how much time and energy goes into these Met Gala looks. So for him to tell her the night before she has to walk out in front of people after 8 months of preparation, probably 6 months of dieting, that's like telling a bride on her wedding day, like, yeah, I'm not really into that dress. Bitch, you should have told me that 5 weeks ago before I got it altered to my body.
Hell yeah. She apparently worked on this look for like a solid year, guys.
Yes.
And he, I'm sure, was a part of it every step of the way. And I'm sure within that year, there probably was one or two naked selfies that were posted on Instagram.
That's the thing. This isn't the most revealing dress that I've ever seen Kim wear.
No, it's so confused.
Fascinating. Well, but she says, you are on this journey and I'm not on, because he obviously is becoming more traditional. This isn't unusual though, right? Like, are there times when, Carissa, you're going out and... like, do you ever change your outfit?
Sometimes. Because he'll convince me that, like, I'm too overdressed for a situation. Like, you know, like, this is like a chill bar. Like, put on some flats and some jeans. Like, don't be wearing, like, a dress and heels to the situation. So he'll make me... it's more about, like, me being overdressed, not usually about
sexiness.
Yeah, but, I mean, 8 years in, it's almost like not only have you built me up to be comfortable in my own skin and to express myself in a certain way, it's just weird that you would flip the script now, but... I'm gonna say something, and I don't want it to seem like I'm coming for anybody or that I'm being shady, but I have found myself doing this before in the past, where when somebody that you love is on a high and it's like their moment, it's like when sisters announce that they're pregnant at someone, their other sister's engagement party, or like a husband kind of feels some type of way about the amount of like, I don't want to say praise that his wife is getting, but sometimes subconsciously we try to sabotage a little bit. I don't know. It's weird. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, no. The other day, I was wearing a mini skirt to a thrift market, and my boyfriend said that skirt's really short, and I was like, I know it is short. It like shrunk in the wash, and he was like, yeah, it's really short. And it's only afterwards that I realized maybe it was. He wasn't just saying it was short. He was saying
take it off.
Yeah, put on a longer skirt, and I kind of. This is going to sound probably old-fashioned of me, but it wasn't a bad thing. I didn't change, guys. I kept on the short skirt. But because it was like, oh, he wants me to look sexy for him, not for the... Does that make...
Like, it makes sense, but you're going to tone it down on your own terms.
Well, I didn't tone it down, yeah, but I, you know, in retrospect, thinking about it, yeah.
I think it just depends.
Because I liked the skirt. It was really lovely.
How they approach it. Right? Like, there's the ways to be, like sexy, like, you're mine. I only want it to, like, eyes for me, blah, blah, blah. But then it can also, it can be a slippery slope, because if you let the guy do that to you too many times, it can become a control thing.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Like, I hope Walter tells me when I can and cannot wear a drop trap.
It's an interesting thing. It is an interesting thing.
Yeah. I get it.
And there's certain times where, like, my husband wins, and there's certain times he doesn't. Sometimes I'm like, fine, I'll take off the heels, and then sometimes I'm like, no, I don't care. Deal with it.
Kim doesn't look sexier than... She looked incredible, by the way. But I mean that there have been far more revealing.
And so I'm wondering how many times they've probably had this conversation, because I'm sitting here thinking, you've been naked on how many magazine covers and on Instagram?
Yeah.
And this dress is what upsets you?
We found out last season that he wanted her to post the photos of her on a bed in the middle of, like, nowhere, you know, in a bra and panties, and he was really mad that she didn't go with the photos. She went with the one on the beach. So we know that he doesn't usually have a problem with her being this way.
It was just a moment.
I think it was just a moment, and I think he is on this journey. And sometimes, as a couple, if I'm on a journey and you're not, we're gonna clash about not being in the same lane.
Yeah.
But you just have to learn to accept your partner for who they are, because if you married me one way and all of a sudden you decide that you're gonna go on this journey and you want me to go with you, that might not happen. Yeah. I will respect your journey, but I don't have to get in the car.
Yeah, I think that's the hard part in every marriage, because we all change, right? Like, we all evolve in some way, and you can see sometimes it happening in front of your eyes. And it could be something maybe not even about religion. It could be something as like a health fitness. Like, you know, maybe that was your person was the person who got ice cream and pizza with you all every weekend. And now it's like, no, I only eat spinach and kale salads and grilled chicken. And you're like, this is not the person I'm marrying. We used to get ice cream. and those kind of things. You know, it's like I've seen that happen in couples too, where one gets like super healthy and the other one's like, no, I am staying in my ways. And that can cause a rift as well.
If you marry me and say I do and I am a thought, I dare you to try to change my thought ways 5 years in.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, well, proud of Kim. I think most people were applauding Kim for sticking her ground and being like, I'm wearing it, Kanye. Chelsea and Hillary Clinton. Now, they shared a bit of an awkward moment when asked about transgender identification. So it happened during an interview with the Sunday Times when the two were asked if someone with a beard and a penis can ever be a woman or identify as a woman. Chelsea answered with a strong yes. But the article says the former first lady looked, quote, uneasy and said, I'm just learning about this. It's a very big generational discussion because this is not something I grew up with or ever saw. It's going to take a lot more time and effort to understand what it means to be defining yourself differently.
So crazy that, you know, that was her response.
You're surprised by that?
Kinda. I kind of am surprised by it, and I say that we have to hold the older generation's hands to the fire, just like they held their older generations to the fire about segregation and women's rights. And, you know, for somebody like Hillary Clinton, who was going to law school in the 60s and 70s when women's rights was a big thing, and the fight that she had to put up for men to see her as an equal, she went through her full book about it, talking about how she had to fight every day to identify as something more than just a woman, that she was a person, that she should have the right to go to law school, that she should have the right to vote. I just don't understand how she hadn't reverted back to that place to understand about transgender rights. Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think it is a generational thing, though. I mean, it's changed a lot over the last couple decades. I mean, it really has. There's more identifications now that people have than ever, right? And it can seem overwhelming to maybe the people who aren't watching the news and aren't looking at, like, what's new and what's happening, and maybe they don't pay attention. Now, Hillary is an exception to that. Like, she obviously does watch the news. She obviously is very in tune to what's happening in today's world. So she was a little surprising as well for me to have that answer, especially considering she was running for president.
Yeah, Democrat.
Little surprised to hear that. But as far as, like, taking it back to, like, my family, like, we all have an aunt and an uncle or a grandparent that's like, I don't understand what this hippie is. Yeah. You know, and it's like you have to try to, like, explain it to them, and they may not understand, and they may say the wrong thing, and you're like, you don't get it. It's okay.
So do you try to explain and educate them and change their mind, or do you just say personally, like, you know what, that's who she is, she's going to be that person?
No, you try and explain, I think. It's so interesting. I was watching a TV show last night, and I was looking up gay rights in the UK and when homosexuality became legal, because it was obviously illegal at one point in the UK. And it was talking about how there was a study that homosexuality, like, they had finally agreed that it wasn't a disease. This is in the 60s.
Yeah.
This is not that long ago. And before then, they thought it was a disease, a sickness. Like, things... So as a society, we're learning, we're changing. And my point of bringing that up is, like, if Hillary doesn't know any better, allow her to know better, allow her to learn. She can be vulnerable and honest in the fact that she's learning, and she will learn, right?
Yeah, she, like, definitely said it's a conversation.
Yeah, and it's so it's just, I don't think, like, because actually Hillary gave the interviewer apparently a dirty look when she asked the question. It was for the Sunday Times. I don't think they're expecting that question to them, for Hillary to, like, have, like, really thought about it. Like, she gave her answer there. But yeah, she will learn. She will understand.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at her.
No, me
it's a great,
either.
It's a,
like,
great,
she's learning.
Answer.
It's an honest answer.
Just surprised.
Coming up, you guys, we want to know your thoughts on our top stories so far. So share them with us using hashtag DailyPop. We're going to be reading your tweets after the break. Plus, Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston open up about their roles behind the scenes of The Morning Show. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So funny!
Reading your thoughts on our story so far, Pierrette says Cody and Miley won't be together next month. So he's enjoying the exposure. Yikes.
Damn.
Ooh, okay, and Jade Sola has a thought on Kanye's opinion on Kim's Met Gala dress. Yeah, it's okay to wear what you like, but okay to respect your partner's opinion too. Just boundaries and respect.
Yes, but he also could have said it at a better time. He could have said it, you know, 3 months before, 8 months before, but the night before your wedding is not that moment.
But men are stupid sometimes, and they do that. they tell you things at the worst time. Elle says, I don't think Kanye was telling Kim to change the dress. I felt he was just expressing his thoughts, which Kanye often does. That's a good point. Maybe he wasn't just saying, like, don't change it. I'm just telling you I don't like it.
That dress is amazing. I know.
Everything.
Okay, moving on now to Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. They are the definition of girl bosses on the morning show set. They are obviously the lead actresses on the show, but they're also executive producers. So what's it like wearing many different hats? This is what they revealed to us.
I think there's always a time you complete a moment if you're in your actor, wearing your actor hat, and then when it's time, you can go and address the other situation. There's not that much of a difference between the actor, me, and then the producer, me. I don't turn into like a raging
control freak.
Control freak and
Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde type of thing.
Exactly.
No?
There's always a lot of stuff that comes up during production, but...
But you just know how to... I mean, I like that. Yeah. I kind of like... juggling, and I like hearing, and I like to know everything. Like, everything.
Oh, wow. So I bet she likes to know everything. That's fascinating.
Me and Jen have something in common.
I love that.
Do you feel the need to act differently in different professional roles?
Yes, I do. And I think it shocks people sometimes that they realize that I'm not just a gabbing mouth. Because when I produce things, I have a lot of input and I know how the story should go and how this should go. And sometimes you have to get a bit more stern.
Yeah.
Because people just think you're like a yes person.
Yeah.
So you just have to be a tiny bit more, especially in this business.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is, you know, producers know a lot about what they want, the content that they can cut. And sometimes as a reporter or somebody who's interviewing somebody, you get a little afraid to ask certain questions because you know that the star, the celebrity is a little bit more sensitive to it. So a lot of times you have to go into producer mode and try to protect yourself a little bit and stand up for what you think is right. You know, talk about the questions that you don't want to talk about and why. And then they understand it.
Yeah, I think you're going to agree with me on this one. I think I'm the same either way. I don't really know how to be any other way, whether I'm in charge or not in charge. I always have an
opinion. You're always in charge.
So
when are you not in charge?
I don't think that... Yeah, I'm kind of like Jen and them. I'm like, I don't think I change too much between the roles.
But
I don't think you do either. I think you're the same as me. Yeah, you're like, you get what you get with us.
You do, darling. Especially if we haven't had coffee first thing in the morning, then you get a lot in the morning news meeting.
Melanie changes. She code switches.
Do I?
Yeah, you don't have that British accent when we're off air. You sound like you're from Oklahoma.
Oh, can you please
Justin,
do your Oklahoman
it comes on.
Accent? Please, wait, hold on. Can you just do
no,
it?
No, honey,
please,
no, we're not doing this now. We're not doing this right now. I'm really, I can't do any accents, guys, and people don't care, just like they don't care about our love lives.
Ooh, she threw the shade right back at you.
Oh.
You saw that recycle shade?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this show. I can't wait for it. And I'm excited to see Jennifer back on screen with this.
I love her when she's on screen.
It's going to be such an interesting show. Of course, there's so much... fascination right now, not just about the TV shows that we see on air, but also what is going on behind the scenes. And I really miss, do you remember that show? Was it HBO? It was called
The Newsroom. Yes!
My favorite show. And obviously, like, we're just to watch this, to see this. There's been a lot of talk as far as Matt Lauer and what happened with him at NBC and whether that has influenced the storyline. But just it'll be that kind of, it'll be about female and male dynamics. It'll be about power. It'll be about egos, being on air. It will be all of that.
Oh my gosh, and Steve Carell, I just love him too. He's not getting as much attention about this, but because we're so excited with Reese
and Jen. How can you when you've got Jennifer and Reese?
But Steve Carell, I freaking love, and so I cannot wait to see this show. Okay, The Morning Show, it debuts November 1st on Apple TV Plus. Okay, still ahead, season 2 of the hit show Succession, one of his favorites, has wrapped up. Why are we so fascinated with such awful characters? That's a good question. That discussion just ahead.
No. How's he calling me direct now?
Sorry.
I got his message. No.
Carl almost in a bucket, and I have it on my phone, so we will fully humiliate him later.
Oh, good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. I watched. He did good.
Okay. What? Go on. For a crackhead. Moron on crack.
Nope. No, you did okay.
Yeah, Ken nailed it.
Thanks.
Ken did great. It's Tom who farted in his
The HBO hit Succession wrapped season 2 with an unexpected twist that switches up the dynamics for the Roy family. If you're not familiar with the show, it chronicles the fictional dysfunctional Roy family who own global media and hospitality empires. So the Roys behave in awful ways, and despite that, fans are completely eating the show up. But why the love for such despicable people? The Hollywood Reporter spoke to various sociologists about why viewers love to hate this family. And the reasons are pretty basic, as their sharp and witty dialogue, or even how deeply it reflects the world today and the theme of wealth and power corrupts. There are also those that might feel ethically superior to the characters. So that makes them feel better about themselves. What do you think is the appeal to us liking characters that are morally wrong?
Because we all fantasize about being these characters.
Really?
Like, we all want to be Alexis Carrington or Mary Bart Bass, or we all in our minds thought we were Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl. Like, you know you could never be that sinister, and you would probably never have that much money, so you just fantasize about it. My alter ego is named Claudia Elise Eisenberg, and she is a white lady from the Upper East Side, mm-hmm. and she is the person who handles all my business, because I personally cannot be rude or I cannot be mean, but sometimes you just gotta be a bitch. And Claudia comes right on out.
Have you heard of Claudia before?
No, this is the first
time. So interesting. I feel like I need an alter ego as well.
Yo, you need one. She's always on my Instagram. Claudia is always at the spa. She's always at Bordy's.
Ah, so fascinating. I love bad characters like this just because they're so complex. And it is that kind of thing as far as it's... is it a Petri dish or a Petri dish? I always
Petri
get confused
dish.
Between England and America and how. And just putting all of those elements, the money and the power and ego and just what happens to those kind of people. And I also think for most bad people in real life and on television, there's usually something that's kind of contributed to it.
Money.
Yeah, or they've had, like, a terrible childhood.
Or they've had, they had no confidence and they made up for it in a different way. Or they made a bad choice at some point. Like, that always fascinates me, that path to being bad.
I feel like most shows, you can identify some slither of good in them that you think's going to pop out. And you think eventually they're going to get their life on track and they're going to be good people, but then you know that'd be a boring show, so they'll never fully be good. But it's that slither of good that you think you're going to see that keeps you tuned in.
Yeah.
I like that Heather Locklear started off as a bitch on Melrose Place and died a bitch. Like, I want you to go down with the ship.
This is why Victor Newman has been on Young and the Restless for 85 years.
Yes.
It's because he does this, though. He's like the worst person ever. And then it's like,
he gets
a slither of good. And you're like, oh, he just did it for his family. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, terrible, terrible, terrible. It's like those kind of characters last forever.
That's why you're going to be on the show the whole time. You're going to die on this show.
All right, guys. Up next, Simone Biles' record-breaking moment. Plus, what is the best way to end a date when you're not feeling it?
Oh.
We'll discuss that after the break.
It's easy for Gabe.
It's easy for me, too.
What? What do you do?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Simone Biles is officially the most decorated gymnast of all time. Wow. Thanks to her 24th and 25th World Championship medals won yesterday, Simone surpassed the record of any man or woman in gymnastics history. That's amazing. Incredible. Out of the 6 gold medals possible at the World Championship, Simone took home 5 of them. This woman cannot be beat.
And just a fun fact that she passed up the men's record. And while women have 6 chances to medal in these games, men have 8.
Wow. Yes. That is a good little tidbit there.
Ooh, if y'all think Serena Williams is the GOAT, honey, this woman is out of control at 22 years old.
Crazy.
I was going to the club at 22, not practicing.
I know.
Or winning 5 medals at a world championship. This is amazing.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, Simone. We're all happy for you. All right. Have you ever been stuck in the middle of a horrible date and then wondered, how am I going to get out of here?
So many times. More than I can count.
Cosmo has some tips for you, Mel, in case this happens again.
Okay, good.
Sometimes you have to stay until the end, but cap it off with a simple thanks for the drinks and just know that you'll never see them again. Another crafty suggestion was end with, let me know when you get home safely. And then when they get home, you can text them and tell them you're not feeling it and basically admit that it's easier to hide behind a screen and do it all via text.
So I hate it if you go on a date with somebody and they're like, so I'll see you soon, like maybe dinner again or something, and then you don't hear from them. I hate that.
Sometimes that's like, what else do you say?
Well, I've been on so many dates where I do not want to see them again. And I never say, you know, let's do drinks again. I'm
always
like,
say that
so
to you?
Lovely. Thank you for dinner. Thank you for drinks. Bye.
Okay, like, but I'm the guy on the date with you. And I said, Mel, I had such a wonderful time. Can we do this again?
Then I'd be like, oh, I'm really busy. I'm like doing Daily Pop a lot. And I've got lots of early nights that I have to. But I'll let you know. I guess, I don't know.
it's hard to get out of the situation whenever they're into you, but you're not into them. Like I think there are times when you're on a date and you can be like, we both agree, this isn't working, okay, right?
Yeah. So you and me now, darling, that was wonderful. When can I see you again?
Oh, I'm going to Korea for the World War I. I'm going to draft it, like I can't. I'm bad at lying on dates. That's why I have to say that.
I mean.
I will say this. I'm a 3-date rule kind of guy. Like, if I have a bad date with somebody, I always try to do 2 lesser dates.
Oh,
so
no.
If I had a bad dinner, I'm going to try to do a drinks. And if I have a bad drinks, then I'll do a bad coffee, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
It's practice for when you have the right date.
Yeah,
this is why you're generous, because I'm not. If I have a bad date and I know I don't fancy them and that's it, I am not going to waste 2 hours of my life anymore.
Well, I'm lonely. What? And I'll take a free ribeye. I'm gonna just take a free meal. You know?
What was
it's
that
not
called?
Worth
that's
it.
Some sort of dating trend we talked about on this show at one point, where to get free meals.
Yeah.
I'm like that too.
I also don't expect much from people in Los Angeles. So I often tell myself, like, you're probably not gonna see this person again because you're into him. And then you are pleasantly surprised when they do hit you up, because LA is full of people who are looking for the next best
True.
Thing. So trying to find somebody.
It's almost like you expect not to hear from people.
I expect not to hear from anybody. But like when I hear back, like when Gary hit me back, I was just so happy.
Gary's like, my wife loves when you say this stuff. I've never actually left a date early. I'm the kind that will stick it out till the end and then just not answer any texts or calls.
I've escaped through a bathroom. I've told you about this before. I went on a date with a guy once whose then ex-girlfriend turned up at the pub. This was in London. He said to me, my ex-girlfriend is here. I can't tell her I'm on a date with you. You and I are old friends from university. I went to the toilet, was like, what on earth am I doing in this room? And then left.
Oh my God.
I escaped. I was like, I'm not staying around.
That's pretty awful. I don't blame you for escaping that one, and he asked for it.
Mm-mm. He did.
Yeah, I'd love to be on a limited date.
We're going to read some more of your comments on our topic today. So when it comes to Hillary Clinton's opinion on transgender identification, James O. says, this is a classic case of generational differences. Hillary's answer wasn't bad. It was just out of touch with the younger generation.
I agree.
Jason says, let's cut Hillary some slack. We can't expect everyone to up and change what they know or how they think about something overnight. Mm-hmm. Everything is a process.
Well, the primaries should have been a process. I'm just saying.
She went through a process. Coming up, you guys, she's a brand new mother. Danielle Fishel is here to give us an update on her baby boy. Plus, she's revealing how you can get Topanga's amazing hair. Stay with us. We'll be right back. She's a brand new mom, she's an actress, and now she's taking over the hair care world. Please welcome Danielle Fishel to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I mean, obviously, we have to talk about baby boy first. Yes! Congratulations.
Thank you so much. He's so stinking cute, I can hardly stand it.
Oh my gosh, how is he doing, and how are you doing?
He's doing well. We're still a little bit on the roller coaster of, you know, regular checkups. We basically feel like Children's Hospital is our home away from home. So, you know, he's currently on the transition from his medicated formula back to breast milk, and that's kind of what creates the fluid in his lungs. So we're just cautiously optimistic that this time it's good.
Yeah, now he came a little early and you guys spent 21 days in the NICU.
Yeah.
What is it that you wished you knew going into this experience? Or is it better that you didn't know anything?
It's better that I didn't know anything, to be honest. And yet, we are raised and we're taught that, like, childbirth is natural. All these things are natural, and it is. Breastfeeding's natural, they are. But it's still a very major thing that's going on.
Yes.
And there are so many things that can go wrong. And I went into it being like, this is gonna be, my body's made for this, this is gonna be easy. And then we just hit road bump after road bump. But NICU nurses and doctors are angels on earth. And I'm still in touch with some of my favorite people from the hospital, and I just thank God for them every day.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of moms who've experienced the NICU, and it seems to be, no matter who you are, one of the toughest experiences you might face ever in your life. Do you have any advice to any mothers who might be watching that are going through the NICU right now?
Yeah, I think my advice would be, number one, what comes naturally is knowing, when is this going to be over? When are we going to get out? And the thing I learned very quickly about the NICU is that no one's in a rush. Mm. The baby is dictating.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. You don't want to get out of there early and in a race and then wonder, did we leave too soon? Let the baby dictate what's going on and stop thinking this is going to be one of those things you can set your eyes on, like, oh, we'll be out of here in 4 days. You may be there for a long time,
yeah,
but you are in the best possible place.
That is the truth.
That's really good advice.
That's what I would
say.
We heard that you hired a manny. Ben Savage was, you know, there with the baby. I heard that he got the full-time job.
So good with kids. He's got a lot of nieces and nephews, and he spends a lot of time with them. He's a really good uncle, and he's a great uncle to Adler, too. He calls Adler, Adla.
Oh.
How's baby Adla doing?
Yeah.
I love that you two are still friends. Are you going to hit him up to babysit?
Absolutely. If he'll do it, yeah. I'm pretty much taking anybody up on it these days.
You know, one of the things I noticed is that, actually, you talked about on your social media, you're not going to show Adler's face.
Yeah.
Is it ever hard? Like, you get the cutest photo.
Every day it's hard. Every day it's hard. Yeah, I mean, and people have asked, like, well, why is it okay on TV versus, like, not on social media? And for me, it's all about comments. Mm. For me, it's all about someday when he has his own social media page and he decides that's what he wants to do. I don't want him Googling his name and seeing a picture I posted of him and some, keyboard gangster going on there and making a comment about him, and that's forever tied to him. Whereas, you know, like, you can't make a comment necessarily about something you've seen on TV, at least not directly connected to it. So.
Yeah, it's harder to find.
But it's
at least
so hard because every day I take these super cute pictures of him, and I'm like, I want to brag. I want to show everyone so badly.
Group texts.
Exactly.
Out, for sure,
everywhere. Yeah. Now, you have a new hair care line.
Yes.
What's so crazy to me is that you've spent so many years on TV. How did your hair not get damaged? Mm. And did you keep those secrets for yourself for a long time?
I did. I kept those secrets for myself for a long time. I'm really excited about this because it was actually, the idea came to me, people from the time I was a kid would come to me and be like, you should do something with hair. And it was never organic. It was like, but I haven't done anything. But then when I was pregnant and I wanted something that was a healthier option than the stuff that was currently in my shower. And so I bought a bunch of, like, 100% natural products. And I was like, these don't work. I don't like them. At least the ones I tried, I didn't like. So I was like, what's a middle of the road healthy option where it's not 100% natural, but it's better for me than the stuff I'm using.
And
but
safe
I don't,
for pregnant women.
Exactly, safe for pregnant women, but I also don't have to sacrifice the efficacy of what I'm like. It lathers, it makes my hair feel silky.
Yes.
And so I was like, that's what I want to create. And so I set out to create it. And over the course of a year, we've now done it. I'm really excited about it.
Oh,
and I'm excited for everyone to be able to experience.
So what's all in the line?
Well, we're starting really small. We've got a shampoo, a conditioner, and a scalp refresh, which
Ooh,
is like...
Scalp refresh.
It basically detoxes your hair from all of the bad stuff we've previously been using.
Oh,
and
I
it
that.
Also has been proven to help hair regrowth and strengthening. We did some clinical trials, and after 40 regular daily applications, it was shown to help regrow hair.
Oh, my God.
So we're very excited about it, and that's kind of... We're just starting small right now. That's what I've spent the last several months to a year, like, perfecting.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll start branching out.
Where can you buy it?
Right now, not right now. You can't even buy it yet.
Okay.
It's soon. It's we're hoping to launch mid-November. But we have a website, Be Free by Danielle Fishel, and you'll be able to get it there.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The scalp restoration.
Thank you.
All right. For more information on Danielle's line care, you can visit, like she just said, BeFreeByDanielleFishel.com. More Daily Pop just ahead. Welcome back. California is the first state to mandate later start times at most public schools. Mm. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law yesterday, which supporters say will improve educational outcomes by giving students more time to sleep. So middle schools will begin at 8 in the morning. High schools will start no earlier than 8:30 a.m. What do you guys think about the idea of pushing back school times?
I mean, they say that teenagers need between 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, and that actually when they have more time and get up later, that they have better school performance, that they're just like their mental health is better. But there are some things that come from this. If you're dropping off your kid for 8:30, that means you're not getting in. If you're a working parent, which I think most people are, you're not getting to your job till later as well. It also means that your child is going to be in school later in the day, which is going to impact everything as well. But ultimately, this is for teens, their performance and mental health, really.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely going to impact parents and getting to school because our kids may just be
us,
like...
It'll impact us with traffic. Like, there are so many things that will come from this.
I am very concerned. I hate whenever practices are too late on a weekday.
Right.
I'll never forget one time we were in grade school and they scheduled a basketball practice for me at 9 p.m. on a weeknight. And my parents were like, are you kidding me? Like 9 p.m., like I want my kid in bed by 9 p.m., not getting out of practice at 10. And we had it like that for the whole school year because that was the only gym time they had open or whatever. And I'm like, at that point, my gosh, cancel practice.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would let Chase go to practice that late if I had any control over it. Because again, I think sleep is super important. And if it's going to affect their studies the next day, then yeah. So it's kind of a catch-22. I hope it doesn't push all of the practices that happen later in the day back too much.
I think what California should mandate is that every kid has to ride the school bus. I think it would help with traffic. And I learned some of my most important lessons in the back of that bus.
Oh.
How to protect your territory, how to defuse a situation, how to negotiate. I learned how to gamble on that school bus. I learned a lot of stuff on that school bus. And I think for a lot of parents, like you said, the dropping off for working parents,
it's
going to be
people.
Tough. But that's why I think that they should mandate that every kid has to ride the school bus until he can drive.
Mm. Well, sometimes, though, you live in the woods and the school bus doesn't come to you.
If I'm in the district, you better come to me.
In the district, okay.
If my taxpayer dollars are going to say,
I never got to ride the school bus because we lived like they didn't pass by my house.
They better pick it up.
All right, guys, stick around. More Daily Pop is just ahead. Billy Porter is making dreams come true. Billy has confirmed that he will play the fairy godmother in the new live-action Cinderella. That is so exciting. We also know that Camila Cabello is going to be making her acting debut as the Disney princess. Now, plot details have not been released, but this is reportedly going to be a modern reimagining of the classic fairy tale.
I'm so excited.
I just want to play the mouse that turns into the carriage driver. That's all I want to be, I swear. That's all I want to be. Sony, you better call my black ass.
He's ready.
Whoever's going to do wardrobe, they're going to have the best job in the world.
Oh my gosh. I love Billy. I love Camila. I'm really excited about this. This is one of my favorite Disney films.
Well, okay, am I being crazy? To me, that fairy godmother there is from Sleeping Beauty.
No, that's Cinderella's.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, now you've got me confused.
It's Cinderella's.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
her dress matches.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
That's how I always knew. So,
I'm getting my godmothers mixed up.
All right, let's get some final thoughts on our topics today from you guys. When it comes to escaping a horrible date, Slim says, there are no rules for a bad date. Respectfully, get yourself out of there.
What a doggy bag.
Lachelle says, Kanye has every right to say everything he said, but 2 minutes before the event, no, too late. Mm-hmm. And Brittany says, oh, I love Danielle Fishel. She's always so down to earth. Topanga always. She was great. You guys, tomorrow we're going to have Alfonso Ribeiro here talking about his new game show, Catch 21. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.